no pictures because this is audio. And welcome to another Hispanic radio podcast. This is Adam R. Jacobson, editor-in-chief of the Radio and Television Business Report. We are 2 weeks away from the Hispanic Radio Conference in Miami at the Intercontinental in Doral. And what better way to get a sense of what's going on in radio and what's going on here in South Florida than by talking to an actual listener of Spanish language radio. So I'm here at Auto Nation Toyota Scion in Weston, Florida, a huge population of Venezuelans have called Weston home. And I'm here with Johanna,
Colombia.
She is Colombian, and that says a lot about the growth of the Pan-Latin community across Florida, across South Florida in particular. Johanna is a listener to radio, and we got into a conversation about just what it is that she likes about a radio station that she would listen to. So I'm going to ask the questions in English if I need to translate for our listeners. From Spanish, that's totally fine. Okay, so whatever's easy for you. I just want to get a sense as far as the radio stations you listen to. Do you have one favorite one, or do you listen to several?
No, I like it because it's favorite for me, for the news, for the music, for the interviews with the artists, with the concert. I love it.
¿Hay solamente una emisora que tú prefieres?
Yes, one.
So you like one radio station in particular,
yeah.
And do you know the name of it or the number?
107.5 Amor.
Amor, which is Amor 107.5.
Yeah.
That's a Univision radio station, Univision
radio. Yeah.
So you listen to Javier Romero and
I love it.
Why? What is it about that?
Because those people is I hear a lot of stuff about the artists, music,
como la farándula,
the news, the music, the new songs.
Entonces es una mezcla de música y entretenimiento, entrevistas.
Sí. Entrevistas, los mejores artistas.
So it's
las
a mix.
Mejores canciones.
So it's a mix of music and it's a mix of the talk programming as Johanna is working here at the AutoNation Toyota Weston.
I love the people working here. Rosanna, the Cuban guy.
But
Jose Antonio.
Right. But this says a lot about the community. When people think of South Florida, they usually think of Miami and Little Havana and the growth of the Hispanic population, Colombians, Venezuelans, and Weston in particular. You walk through this dealership and the language that you really hear is Spanish first and foremost. And I think that is really important for a lot of the marketers. And I know that this Toyota dealership does a lot in terms of reaching out to the Hispanic community. You see a lot of people here every day. Getting back to your radio habits, have you ever won a contest? And do you ever call the radio station, or is it just on?
I never call
no?
the radio. No.
And when it comes to all of these other choices, you have Spotify, you have Pandora and audio streaming. Do you do any of that, or is it mainly just listening to the radio because it provides what you like?
No, that's because I prefer what I like. Sometimes I hear Pandora sometimes when I try to hear other kind of music, otra clase de música.
So you do listen to other types of music, not just the music you hear on Amor.
Yeah, when I like it, when I want it.
But when it comes to
usually every day 107.com. 107.5 Amor.
Mm-hmm. Now, with all of the news going on, there's a lot of stuff in the world, Venezuela, Colombia, here in South Florida. When it comes to getting news and information, where do you usually turn to there? Is it radio as well, or is it watching Telemundo, Univision?
No, it's about war. I hear the news about war. O sea, escucho las noticias.
En la radio también.
Sí, en la radio.
So here's something that I think a lot of the people listening will want to know. Yes, there is a big news presence with Telemundo, Univision, but the radio is still a very important way for information to get to listeners such as Johanna. So that's very important to understand that, yes, there's music and there's entertainment, but there's also very important information that needs to get out. And I know that Zeta 92 is a station in the mornings that also...
109.5.
Right. See, I'm trying to trick her. See, But there is a lot of variety here in this marketplace. And when it comes to music and in terms of delivery, Amor is one of the leading radio stations. Do you have any other thoughts as far as just everything out there? Do you like the music of today? Do you prefer older music, newer music, a mix of everything?
No. I like it because it's everything is mixed. O sea,
it's una mezcla de todo. Mezcla. So yeah. the mix
bachata,
of all the different music.
America, bachata, salsa.
¿Usted tiene un artista favorito?
Carlos Vives.
So Carlos Vives is Colombian, so that's like
Shakira.
A...
Shakira.
Yes, so these are some of your favorite
Roberto
artists.
Roberto Carlos, Luis Miguel.
Roberto Carlos is someone that my mom would listen to, so that's very that's very interesting and entertaining.
Nice music.
What about the reggaeton and the trap music?
No, that's for little kids.
Little kids.
Merengue is good. Salsa.
One last question for you, and then I'll let you get back to your work. And thank you, Johanna, for listening. When it comes to the advertisements that you hear for like certain companies and brands on the radio, does that really resonate with you? Is that something that you would hear an ad for like a Walmart and say, oh, I need to go to Walmart? Like when you hear the commercials, los anuncios, when you listen to them, do you feel like, oh, I need to go because I'm hearing it on the radio? Does that help?
Yes, I hear in the radio sometimes the anuncios about the store, like Walmart, like a cleanings, like everything, like a clothes, like a food.
And do you find that important in a sense that these are brands that recognize you as a Spanish speaker? Does that make it not so much more important for you to buy those brands, but an acknowledgement that hey, they're speaking to me in Espanol. I like Kleenex now because they're saying that I'm important because they're speaking in my native language. Is that something that you've thought about?
In the stores?
No. So, cuando se anuncia, por ejemplo, Kleenex en la radio, porque es un anunciante, es preferida, porque una marca como Kleenex está hablando a la población hispana.
Yeah, but it's talking in Spanish.
And that's important to you.
Yes.
So the fact that a brand is speaking in Spanish is, it's a validation, if you will, of the fact that you're an important
not
consumer.
Not because I like hear that's a radio station. Because I the guy speaks my language.
Yes.
And cuando quiero encontrar algo, necesito algo, lo escucho en ese anuncio, en esa radio. Y me parece una de las mejores.
Sí.
Me
un punto muy importante as we continue again the dialogue of how to bring in advertisers. I think that Joanna says it en punto, that because a advertiser such as Kimberly Clark's Kleenex brand is speaking to her in her language, it elevates it and makes it more important. So I'm going to let you go and I'm going
to
say thank you again for speaking with me. Nice to meet you. Un placer para conocerte. And this is Adam R. Jacobson. Want to again say thank you to our guest today, Johanna. As I walk around Auto Nation, Toyota, Scion, and Weston, a hub of Hispanic activity when it comes to this region of South Florida. And speaking of South Florida, we hope you are planning to come here in 2 weeks. That is when the Hispanic Radio Conference gets underway. It's March 12th and 13th at the Intercontinental in Doral. And if you'd like more information on our conference, simply visit www.hispanicradioconference.com and you'll find a great selection of our most recent podcasts there as well, with interviews and insight from key members of the broadcast radio community. Without further ado, I'm going to say farewell and adios for now. We again thank Joanna, and we are glad to provide a bilingual forum for what's important when it comes to the listener, and what that listener says could make your radio station shine in 2019. Again, this is copyright 2019, Streamline Publishing, all rights reserved, distributed by the Radio and Television Business Report at rbr.com and our partners at Radio Inc. and hispanicad.com. Gracias otra vez. This is Adam R. Jacobson. You have a great day.